In Focus returns with the Pottawatomie County delegation. And first, we're going to go back to Planner Stephen Metzger. You had some other information that you wanted to pass along with the communication side of some of the code services and licensing.
Yeah, if you got questions about, you know, do I need to be licensed or do I need a building permit for this or how do I get that? We've set up a website that has all of that information on there. You can just Google Pottawatomie County building codes, or you can go to our planning and zoning page, and the building codes page is right there. And we created a policy guide for you to sort of to answer all those questions that you might have. We have an online website now to where you can get licensed up online. We're working toward getting the payment online too, so you don't have to mail anything in. You don't have to come up to Westy. And if you're a contractor and you're licensed in City of Manhattan or Topeka or some other jurisdiction, we're trying to make it very easy for you. All you really need to do is show us that you have passed your exams, whether it's ICC or Prometric, and show us a proof of insurance and pay your fees, and that should be all you really have to do if you're licensed elsewhere. So we're trying to make this transition as easy for people as possible because I know it's a big change. A lot of jurisdictions have had codes and licenses for a long time, and so a lot of builders and contractors and homeowners may not be used to this process. And, you know, be patient with Peter and I. We're not codes people, and we're trying to figure this out just like you guys are. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
All right. Pat, you're a construction guy. How do you like this idea?
Oh, I think it's been a long time coming. I truly think that we need it just to protect, the homeowners and, you know, kind of alleviate a little bit of liability that I don't think the county is in line for, but, you know, just make life a little more defined, let me put it that way. And I just think it's a good good direction to go. I really do.
The other day, I believe it was last Thursday, Commissioner Waxman, you and some of your crew got together with Riley County officials and some City of Manhattan officials and talked to some state legislators. And there's a lot of points of discussion that came out of that meeting. And there seems to be a bit of a wall in between the communication between the levels of government.
Well, I don't know if it's so much a wall, but it's more of a give and take. And we're getting more taken than we've been given. This demand transfer, it was brought up by Wells, you know, from Riley County.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. I think it's been a statute for 18 or 19 years, and that allows the state to return some money to the counties for help on property taxes and different other things. And they have held back damn near $2 billion. I said billion, not million, $2 billion that they haven't, you know, dispersed the way it was supposedly, you know, spoken the way they were going to do it.
How much money do you think is withheld from Pottawatomie County each year?
With the demand transfer?
Right. It's over $1 million?
I would hate to. I really didn't get that figure.
Because I think it's over $2 million in Riley County.
I think it would be close to that. But okay. Along with that, the state has done away with your mortgage tax.
The mortgage registration
fees.
Yeah,
registration mm-hmm. fees. And we've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars on that over the last 5 years. And then there's the dark store theory. And this is one that I kind of raised a question to the legislatures the other day. Johnson County has lost their appeal to the BODA. Pottawatomie County won our appeal. And it just looks to me like there would be a direction that would, give the Board of Tax Appeals something to go by. And I ask them, why can't we put anything in this, in writing, you know, a resolution that is going to take care of this to where it's not a individual county every time you turn around? Couldn't give you an answer, you know. And it's just something that needs to be defined on what we're going to do or not going to do, you know. And it has the potential of not only losing property tax for the county, but you've got school boards and every other taxing, identity that could be impacted on this to a major dollar figure.
And, yeah, lots of money. resulting from that,
because tons of money.
All that is going to have to be made up somewhere in order to keep up with your services.
Yeah, it just seems like the state just keeps taking and taking, and at the same time asking us to do more for them as far as collecting. You know, we, Department of Motor Vehicles, we've got that thrown back on us. You know, we're doing their job for them there. We're collecting a lot of their taxes for them and this and the other. And I've said from day one, I said, one of these days we ought to just send them a bill for doing all their, you know, collecting for them and turning the money in and not getting anything out of it. So, yeah, it was an interesting meeting the other day.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Well, we got just a couple of minutes left here, and we do have another call. Robert's on the line. Good morning, Robert.
Yes, I was wanting to thank you for trying to make things easy on us. You know, being here on the other side of the wall than the county people are, and after making that 15-mile drive up to Westmoreland to get the tag and everything, we need to either move the courthouse down here to Wamego or put an auxiliary down here at the fire station on Green Valley Road, or do something to show that you are concerned, really concerned, about making things easy for all of us. Thank you for your consideration.
Okay. And then the cash register goes a little higher for the county, doesn't it?
Yeah. Might be a good way to kill two birds with one stone.
There you go. Maybe so.
Bring the old courthouse down to Manhattan.
Can you move it?
Anything can be done for the right amount
of money. For the
right
amount of money. Yeah. Well, we've had a lot of subjects here and talk about. And, Peter, I know you got your hands full here with road repair, and then snow's coming.
Yes, it is. And we are hoping that it stays warm and dry all winter long. You know, I used to love snow. I just don't love it the same way I did when I was a kid.
No, not at all. Stephen Metzger, thanks for all your input here on Codes and Services. And sure. If anybody has any questions, how can they get hold of you?
They can either email me at smetzger@pottcounty.org, or they can call 457-3551 and ask any questions they have.
Commissioner Pat Waxman, you made it through the whole hour.
And I'm not giving out my telephone number.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in, all three of you coming in and sharing your thoughts this morning here on News Radio KMAN as we continue here our discussion. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have Clark Howard, then the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick and the Game this afternoon here at News Radio KMAN for KMAN's In Focus. And our Pottawatomie County guests, I'm Dave Lewis. See
you tomorrow. Had fun, Dave. I had fun. Thank you.